Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Sheni Davav, and we're starting about the fourth line with a quote from the Mishnah of Loyal Matbe Sheni Yotze Vilal Mashen and Bershusai. And Vilnius Rusdaf is about halfway through Dalit Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basar Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As the Mishnah told us, that a person is not a Machal Meister Sheni onto money that's not Yotze, it can't be used, nor on money that's on his Rishos. So we have a brass explaining this. Tony the Brasser says, Ain Machal Noisai, Loyal Mois Shehen Babavel, Loyal Mois Sheba Bavel, Kan. One can be Machal Meister Sheni onto money in Bavel, and not onto money of Bavel that's here. What does that mean? So here's the explanation. Loyal Mavis Shekan Bibavel, Ba'im Bibavel. One is Alibi Machal Maestro Sheni onto money of here, meaning onto Eretz Yisrael money, if it's in Bavel, and he's in Bavel. And even though he is with his money and his Maestro Sheni, he's Alibi Machal it because this money is not usable. It's Eino Yaitse, it's Eretz Yisrael money in Bavel. And furthermore, of Loyal Maestro Bavel Kan, Ba'im Kan. He's Alibi Machal on Bavel money over here because you can't use Bavel money in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what about the following? Bavel of Bavel, who Imed Khan. Let's say he has Meister Sheni money in Bavel and he wants to transfer it onto other Bavel money, but he is in Eretz Yisrael. So his money and his Meister Sheni is in Bavel, but he's currently located in Eretz Yisrael. Is he allowed to do so or no? And the answer is, Neymar, we say as follows, Im Hoysader Psucha, if there's open roads, meaning it's easy for him to go to his money or for his money to be brought to him, Machalel, he could be Machalit because it's like his money's in his Rishos, Vimlav, if not, ain't Machal, he can't be Machal because not like his money's in his Rishos. Asking more of a Tivlai Khan, is this a usable currency here? One is not allowed to use Bavel money in Eretz Yisrael. So even if he has access to his money, and you want to say it's like his money is with him, but he's in Eretz Yisrael, and we're talking about Bavel money, so how is he able to be Michal Meister Sheni onto it? It's not usable money in Eretz Yisrael. And on this, Amar Rav Avin answers, Kol Amud Bias Hayu Yosef Yerushalayim. All coins were able to be used in Yerushalayim Mipnei Kain because of this, meaning because of Meister Sheni. Al Shem based off of the pasuk Yifei Noif Meseis Kol Haaretz, fairest of sights, joy of all the earth, and that's referring to Yerushalayim. In other words, in Yerushalayim, all money was acceptable, even though it was different currencies from different parts of the world, and one was able to change it and use in Yerushalayim for Meister Sheni, even though he's in Yerushalayim, is being Mechal as Meister Sheni onto Bavel money, it doesn't make a difference because it's considered money that's usable in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question obviously is, we had just mentioned before that if he's in Eretz Yisrael with Bavel money, he's not able to Mechal as Meister Sheni because it can't be used. So what's the difference between now and the Braisa? And the answer is, Rav Avin was talking about a time where Yidden control Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're able to say that all currencies are acceptable. But the Braisa was talking about where non-Jews controlled Eretz Yisrael, and they only allowed their currency and not other currencies. We continue, Vavon Bez Natab, Yachal, you might think, that if a person has money in Har HaMelech or in Katzra, which are very far away from where he is, then one would be allowed to Mechal his Meister Sheni onto them. And on this, Tamalamer, the Pasuk tells us, you shall bind the money in your hand. Mao biyadcha, what does that mean in your hand? Bershuscha, it has to be in your Rishos. And this is not considered to be in his Rishos because it's extremely difficult to obtain this money. It's in a very far away place. It's in his Har HaMelech or in his Katzra, and therefore one is not allowed to be Mechal's Meister Sheni onto it. And lastly, we conclude with a question. Rabbi Yonah Abaye, Rabbi Yonah asked the following, Nafal Kisei Labar. Let's say his wallet fell into a bar, Ubay Meya Ribay, and there's a million dinarim in it. Meya is 100, and Ribay is 10,000. So 100 times 10,000 is a million. Baya Yachal Lohaytzi Chamishim Ribay La'alaysan. And if he spent half a million, he'd be able to get it out of the pit. Aysan Chamishim Ribay Kamay Shehen Vershusai. Do we say that the other 500,000 that he's going to be left with, are those concerned to be in his Rishos, or no? Since it's still in the pit, and he hasn't brought it out yet, the entire thing is not considered in his Rishos, and we don't have an answer to this. Moving on to Halacha Beis, we know, as we've mentioned previously, one is only allowed to take their Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim and spend it on food. Anything which is not food cannot be purchased with Meister Sheni money. Now, knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Halkech Behem L'Zivchei Shlamim, if a person buys an animal for karbon, and the reason why he would do so is because we have a pasuk that tells us, V'zavachta Shlamim V'Ochalta Sham, and by Meister Sheni it says, V'Ochalta Sham, so we learn Sham Sham, that Meister Sheni is best spent on animals for karbon and Shlamim. Or V'chayel Basar Taiva, he bought a wild animal, a non-domesticated animal, for Basar Taiva. That just means for meat that he wants to eat, because a chay can't be brought as a karbon. Yatza ha'or l'chulin. The hide of the animal is chulin. Afal pisha ar merubah al-basar, even if the hide is more valuable than the meat. And the chiddush over here is that you might say, since the hide is not allowed to be purchased with money Meister Sheni, it has kedusha Meister Sheni, which is a problem. So you'd have to take chulin money, which is the value of the hide, and buy food with it, treating it as Meister Sheni, because again, the hide is not allowed to be purchased with money Meister Sheni. Chiddush over here is that the hide is tafel. It's secondary to the animal itself, to the meat. And since you were allowed to buy this animal and eat its meat, the hide also becomes chulin and doesn't have conditions of Meister Sheni. Similarly, kadayayin stumais, closed pitchers of wine, makim shdarkin l'machar stumais, if it's a place where the minig is to sell them closed, yatsa kankan l'chulin, the pitcher itself becomes chulin because you can't buy the wine without the pitcher. So the pitcher is secondary to the wine and becomes chulin. Similarly, hagaz mashkedim, walnuts and almonds, yatsa klipayin l'chulin, their shells become chulin. And another thing, a temed, which we had all the way at the end of Maseches Maaseres. This is a drink that's made by pouring water onto leftover grape stuff, and it ferments and gets some sort of grape flavor. At shaloi hechmet, before it ferments, eini nilkach b'kasef maaser, it's not to be bought with money maaser sheni, because consider water. Umisha hechmet, but once it ferments, nilkach b'kasef maaser, it's allowed to be bought with money maaser sheni, because it's not considered water anymore. Now the Mishnah tells us the flip side of everything we just said. If a person used money maaser sheni to buy a non-domesticated animal, and his intention was to use it as a carbon shlomim, which we know it can't be used, and if he bought a regular domesticated animal, like a cow, just to eat its meat and not to bring it as a carbon, the hide does not become chulin. As I know off on top of the Mishnah continues, kad yayin pesuchos, bought an open pitcher of wine, and he didn't have to buy the pitcher, he could have just bought the wine, or he bought a closed pitcher of wine, but it's a place where they usually sell them open, so once again, he could have bought it without the pitcher, the pitcher does not become chulin. And lastly, salai to enim salai novim, he bought a basket of figs or grapes, im hakli, along with their kli, loyatsu demea kli l'chulin, the value of the kli does not become chulin, and that's because again, he could have purchased these things without the kli, and therefore, in all these situations, the value of the hide or the pitcher of wine or the kli must be taken with chulin money, and he buys food and eats that food with Kedushas Maaser Sheni, because that corresponds to the kli or the hide. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.